with a look at your sports on this Wednesday morning, October 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Aaron Judge of the Yankees would hit his first postseason home run this year, a two-run shot, as the Yankees beat the Cleveland Guardians last night 6-3. New York now with a 2-0 series lead in the American League Championship Series. Judge entered the game last night with just one RBI so far in the playoffs. He would hit a sacrifice fly in a two-run second that put New York up 3-0. With the Yankees leading 4-2 in the seventh, Judge, he would drive a fastball to center field 414 feet for his 14th career playoff home run. Teams are off today. Game 3 will be in Cleveland Thursday at 4 p.m. The National League Championship Series resumes tonight as the New York Mets will host the LA Dodgers. Game 3 is tonight, 7 o'clock on FS1. Still a couple weeks to go before the NFL trade deadline, but a very active Tuesday on the trade front, the biggest trade of which was the Las Vegas Raiders receiving a conditional third-round draft pick as they send All-Pro wide receiver Devontae Adams to the New York Jets to reunite with his former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The draft pick could improve to a second-round selection if Adams is a first- or second-team All-Pro this year, or if he's on the Jets' active roster for an AFC Championship game or Super Bowl. Adams turns 32 years old on December 24th. He's a six-time Pro Bowl selection, and he achieved his greatest success with Rodgers as his quarterback when they were together in Green Bay from 2014 to 2021. Also yesterday, the Buffalo Bills acquired wide receiver Amari Cooper with the Cleveland Browns, adding a number one wide receiver for their quarterback, Josh Allen. The Bills received Cooper and a six-round pick, as Buffalo had to give up a third-round selection and a seventh-round pick to Cleveland. The 30-year-old Cooper now fills the number one receiver void that Buffalo's had ever since they traded Stephon Diggs to Houston during the offseason. And the Minnesota Vikings, they made a minor trade yesterday. For the second straight year, they have traded for running back Cam Akers, this time from Houston, in exchange for a 2026 conditional draft pick. Akers started two games this season for Houston, including one versus Minnesota in Week 3. So far, Akers has rushed for 147 yards and one touchdown on 40 carries this season. And the Super Bowl will return to Atlanta in 2028 at the home of the Falcons after a vote of approval by NFL team owners yesterday at the league's annual fall meeting. This will be the fourth time the Super Bowl will be played in Atlanta and the second at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It was the site between the LA Rams and New England Patriots in 2019. New Orleans will host the Super Bowl this season, and then heads to California for 2 years, with the San Francisco area hosting in 2026 and Los Angeles getting in another Super Bowl in 2027. And that's a look at your sports this morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.